We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
The following is a Learfield presentation of the Tar Heel Sports Network. Live from top of the hill, this is Hubert Davis Live. Hubert Davis Live is presented by The Good Feet Store, America's art support experts. Also brought to you in part by Wells Fargo, official retail bank sponsor of Carolina Athletics. UNC Health, proud sponsor of Carolina Athletics. And by Coca-Cola. There's magic when we cheer together. Here's your host, Jones Angel.
Welcome inside Top of the Hill Restaurant. It's a special Wednesday edition of Hubert Davis Live, coming your way here on Wednesday, February the 15th. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll be here for the next hour talking Tar Heel basketball with the head coach of Carolina basketball. That, of course, is Hubert Davis. Tar Heels coming off the two games in 3 days this past weekend versus Clemson and Miami. We'll talk about those two contests. Take your questions. Have a bunch of them built up, nearly 30 that we have for you. Not sure we're going to get to all those, but we'll get to as many as we can. And you can send some in. Of course, asktheheels@gmail.com is the website. Or you can shoot me a tweet at Jones Angel. Angel has two L's at the end. And Carolina heading over to Raleigh on Sunday for the second meeting of the regular season with NC State. We'll talk about the matchup with the Wolfpack as well. Coach, good to see you again. Hope you're doing well.
I'm doing very well. It's good to see you.
All right, let's go back this past week, and we'll start with Saturday. We're going to start with the Carolina game against Clemson. That started that stretch of two games in 3 days, and that was an impressive performance. Tar Heels won by 20, 91-71. You shot well. You shared the basketball. Your team pushed the tempo. It seemed like that was the team that you feel like you guys can be on hopefully a more consistent basis.
Well, I do. I felt like that was clearly our, you know, best overall game of the season. You know, you talked about defensively. I thought we were really locked in. And, you know, Clemson offensively has a lot of moving parts. They can shoot the basketball. They can post. They're very disciplined out there on the floor, and I thought we were really locked in half court defense wise. Clemson's not a really good transition team, but I thought we did a good job in transition, trying to limit them to one shot every possession. And then offensively, that was the best that we've played all season. You know, it wasn't just that we were able to hit 15 threes, which is nice, but I felt like we were sharing the basketball. I think we had 17 assists.
Correct.
A terrific balance of inside and out. And rarely did we take, you know, a forced or bad shot. I just thought it was, you know, and, you know, a number of people have said this to me, and I agree with them on this. It looked like they were having fun. It looked like they were enjoying playing in that game. And it showed by their play out there on the floor. And I was just really proud of them and against a really, really good Clemson team.
You mentioned the three-point shooting, and of course was terrific in that game. The Tar Heels have had some other games in which they have struggled to shoot from the outside. Did you feel like they were getting better shots, or do you feel like more of the shots just went in?
No, I think more of the shots just went in. You know, are we a team that can hit 15 threes a game? No. You know, statistically, you know, we're last in the ACC in terms of three-point shooting percentage. I think we're better than that. I think we're somewhere in the middle, but, you know, that's one of the areas this year that we've struggled in. We're not as consistent or as good three-point shooting team as we were last year. Mm-hmm. It is what it is. And one of the things specifically that I've said a number of times to the team, and I actually said it today at practice, is, you know, because we haven't been consistent shooting the ball from the outside, the other things that we have to do, you have to, it has to be even heightened in terms of its attention to detail and disciplines in terms of boxing out and not turning the ball over, taking good shots, attacking a basket through post to penetration. And it's nice when you're able to shoot threes, because really for us, when we don't shoot well, the defenses understand that and they pack the paint. And so they're loading up on Armando. They're loading up on RJ and Caleb being able to get to the basket. It just makes it difficult to score. And that's one of the reasons that we struggled offensively in the second half against Miami on Monday.
Couple other things about Saturday, then we'll take a break. And of course, a lot to do with Coach. You mentioned Caleb. It seemed like that was maybe his best game of the season and one of his better games as a Tar Heel.
No, it was.
23 points, but it wasn't just the points. It, you know, 7 of 12 shooting, 6 of 9 from 3, 4 assists, just 1 turnover. He was just really efficient in what he did as well.
No, I thought his two best games of the season were that one and then when we played Portland in Portland. And so He was really good. He looked like a pro out there. Defensively, he was locked in. He was distributing the basketball, but he was making the right play. He was taking good shots. He was making shots. Energy and effort, attention to detail was really good. I was just really proud of him. He played a fantastic game. And, you know, that's what Caleb can do consistently every time he's out there on the floor, and I was really proud of him.
When it comes to taking the right shots, how do you try and find that balance with him? Because he's also somebody that can make really high degree of difficulty
shots.
Well,
it is. It is a balance, you know, because, you know, I always believe that, you know, bad shots are turnovers. And, you know, consistently you work so hard on the defensive end to have fun on the offensive end to take good shots. Mm-hmm. And, you know, good shots to me are shots that, one, that you can make, shots that you practice at practice, and shots that you practice before and after practice. Those are my definition of a good shot. And so, you know, one of the things for Caleb is his ability, one of his talents is his ability to get hot and his ability to make contested shots. We don't go to the championship game last year without him making shots against UCLA, without him making big shots against Duke in the Final Four. And also, out of all of our players, especially in late game pressure situations, he's the one guy that not only has the confidence to make it, but has the confidence and wants to shoot it. And sometimes he toes the line with trying to help the team out so much from a standpoint of trying to shoot us back in or to shoot us to more of a lead. And there's so many other ways and so many layers to his game that he can present out there on the floor. And so those are things that we talk about all the time. Right. And I feel like he's getting better at it. And he really showed that type of efficiency on the offensive end and shot selection against Clemson, and really showed what he could be on a consistent basis.
Just want to ask you one more question about that game, Coach. Hunter Tyson came into that game and still is one of the first-team All-ACC caliber players in consideration for that
player of the year.
And Leakey, I thought, really did a terrific job. Not only did Hunter Tyson only score 3 points, he only took two shots in the entire game.
It's amazing. You know, Leakey is one of the best defenders in the country, plain and simple, period, the end. And, you know, Hunter Tyson, you know, I said, not only, you know, could he be, he's definitely going to be first team all ACC, could be ACC player of the year. And I also told the team, like, he's a pro. Mm-hmm. He's playing at a high level. He was a guy that normally played a power forward position, but has moved a lot more minutes at the small forward position. He's been great. He can shoot the ball. He's 6'8", can rebound, defend. He's tough. He competes. And Leakey did an unbelievable job. He made one mistake. He was in the first half, and Leakey went underneath the screen. And we said, you can never go underneath the screen against him. And Hunter hit a three. Mm-hmm. He came to the bench. He goes, my bad. I'll never make that mistake again. And the rest of the game, he didn't. And so to defend him in that way, to defend him where he, you know, only took two shots, and to defend him and keep him off the free throw line, that was just fantastic for Leakey. It was great.
So Carolina won on Saturday, 91-71. Play again on Monday against Miami. We'll talk about that game, get to some of your questions, preview the matchup with NC State. Have a ton to do over the next, well, now 50 minutes or so here on Hubert Davis Live. We're going to take a timeout, come back. Ton to do. Thanks for being with us. A rare Wednesday edition of Hubert Davis Live from Learfield.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton, and people often ask me, what is the Good Feet store? I respond, we are an art support store. When you come in, our staff is going to welcome you and listen to your needs. We want to learn about you, your lifestyle, your work, and the types of shoes you enjoy wearing. Then after measuring your feet, we are going to fit you from a selection of over 300 styles and sizes of art supports. Come into the Good Feet store for your free fitting and test walk. Visit goodfeet.com for the location nearest you. We look forward to seeing you soon at the Good Feet store.
The Good Feet store is a proud partner of Carolina Athletics.
Everyone has an idea of their perfect engagement ring. You'll know it when you see it, but you have to see it. Allure Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. 8 stunning collections with over 300 styles. Yellow, rose, or white gold. Two-tone, stacks, pavé, solitaires, wraps, guards. Your perfect ring exists. All you have to do is come and see it. It's your style and your choice with Allure Bridal. Only at Reed's Jewelers and Reed's.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
This is the Tar Heel Sports Network from Learfield.
Brick's Wood-Fired Pizza and Craft Bar invites you and your crew to relax and reconnect over a delicious Brick's Fix. With 24 craft drafts on tap, 24 gourmet pizzas, wood-fired wings, and more, we're ready to serve you craveable wood-fired fare for lunch, dinner, or a late night. And our ingredients? Only the best to serve the best. The base of our menu is handcrafted in-house daily, and we offer tasty, gluten-free, vegetarian, and vegan options. No one's ever benched at Brick's. Travel to one of Brick's 5 Triangle area locations or visit brickspizza.com today.
Hey all you Carolina fans, Nationwide agents are just like you. They support the Tar Heels too. They are also proud to live across the Triangle, where they help families like yours with auto, home, business, farm, life, and retirement. Don't drop the ball. Get the professional coaching you need to win at life. Give the Seagroves Agency a call at 919-942-8733. And go Tar Heels. Nationwide is on your side.
Back inside Top of the Hill Restaurant in downtown Chapel Hill. It's a Wednesday edition of Hubert Davis Live. My name is Jones Angel, along with the head coach of Carolina basketball. A couple of reminders. First off, we are presented by the Good Feet Store. If you have foot, knee, hip, or back pain, Good Feet Arch Supports are engineered to support all four arches that provide pain relief, balance, comfort. You can try them for yourself. Book your free fitting today at goodfeet.com. Good Feet Store is America's arch support experts. And also, we've got one of the games here in the ACC tonight, Virginia and Louisville. That's playing for us here on our Lenovo tablet because Lenovo is proud to support the Tar Heels this season. Lenovo is a global technology leader that has called North Carolina home since 2005. Visit Lenovo.com. Lenovo is smarter technology for all. By the way, the score in this game, 9-5. Virginia with an early advantage at Louisville. We'll get you caught up because there are three ACC games tonight. We'll get you caught up on that coming up in just a little bit. But, Coach, back to your team. You had that win on Saturday. Quick turnaround to Monday night versus a very good Miami team. And, unfortunately, not the only storyline from the game, but a big storyline was the struggles for them, the Tar Heels from the outside. Just 5 of 31 from three-point range. And that difficult shooting, along with, of course, some quality play by Miami, added up to an 8-point Hurricane win.
Yeah, I thought, you know, Miami's a really good basketball team and where they're gifted. I mean, they're a good defensive team. They do a really good job of getting steals and deflections. And so going into the game, you know, we talked about you got to take care of the basketball because they're so good in transition off those turnovers that, you know, a lot of times when they do get steals, it's, you know, pick sixes. And so I thought in large part we did a really good job of taking care of the basketball. You know, from an offensive standpoint, Miami can really score. They've got gifted guys that in a one-on-one situation that can just take you, you know, and they can create a shot for themselves and for their teammates. The first half, you know, a lot of people say, oh, you guys played so well in the first half. And I think at times we did. I think from an offensive standpoint, we did in terms of attacking the basket through post and penetration. Yeah. We were able to we were able to establish Armando in the paint. And I thought Caleb and RJ and Leakey off of offensive rebounds were able to attack the basket and get there. And I thought it was fantastic. In the second half, two things happened. Number one, from a defensive standpoint, and that's the discipline and the details, we just weren't sharp. You know, we weren't sharp in transition defense. We weren't sharp on boxing out. We weren't sharp in staying disciplined and staying down on shot fake, stay down. Our ball screen defense and a couple coverages we sacrificed, and they were able to score. And then you combine that with an ability not to get to the basket because they even packed in the paint even more. And then, you know, we had wide open looks. We had the same wide open looks that we had against Clemson. Yep. And at Clemson, we made them. And against Miami, we did not. And, you know, I really think the game was in the first half where I thought we played well enough that we should have gone at halftime up by 10. Mm-hmm. And we gave them 11 points on second chance opportunities. Say you just cut that in half. Now we're in half. We're going in a half up 5 or 6 as opposed to down 1. We missed 3 layups in the first half. I mean, as well as we played, we should have played better, you know, and we just didn't play well enough to win. And so that's the frustrating part. You look at all the things that you could have done better. And at the end of the day, this is the frustrating part, is like a minute and a half to go. It's a five-point game. I mean, we didn't make any outside jump shots, couldn't get to the basket, didn't make it to the free throw line, and it's a five-point game with a minute and a half, and we had the defensive lapse in the second half. And so it's encouraging from the standpoint that it's there. Then it's also discouraging because why are we there?
Sure.
And so you feel both of those emotions.
I know this is probably the one of the big questions offensively for you, but when other teams are packing it in the paint and the shots aren't falling, where do you go? Like, what can you do then? Because it is a difficult job to get inside at that point in time.
It is. You know, one of the things that, as I said before, you know, in a half-court set, because they're packing in, there's other things that you have to do. So you have to get to the offensive glass. You've got to play great defense so you can get in transition. Mm-hmm. So you're not going up against a set defense. You have to get steals and deflections. And so we started pressing halfway through the second half, and we're able to get some steals and deflections to be able to get into the open court and score. And then you got to find some guys that can knock down some perimeter shots, and that's what we have to do. You know, we've just got to go down the line and put guys in there that maybe not even can make a three, but the defense at least think that they're capable of making it. And so to give us more space to be able to get the ball into Armando and for Caleb and RJ to be able to attack the basket and do things. And so there's tweaks and pivots and alters that we're going to make, and there's things that we'll do differently on Sunday versus NC State.
One more, Coach, then we'll take a break, start getting some other questions. And you may answer this a little bit when you're talking about that answer. A challenge to get into transition for you guys in this game. That's something you've talked about. You haven't felt like your team has done that as well recently as you had been doing it earlier in the season. Do you feel like other teams are taking that away, or do you feel like that's something you guys can just do better?
No, I think we can do it better. I mean, most teams are so scared of us in transition, most of the time they don't even send anybody to the offensive glass. Right. Miami only sent two. I think Clemson maybe sent one, maybe two guys to the offensive glass. And so, you know, we're accustomed to, you know, to people defending us because they're scared of how we push the ball when we get a rebound. We've just got to do it better. And that's something that I emphasize today in practice, that, you know, the way that we were running, we're not running the same way now. And so, you know, we need Armando running to the front of the rim, not to the ACC logo or outside of the paint. We need pitch ahead. So if you see a teammate open ahead, instead of dribbling the ball up the floor, let's pitch the ball ahead to get more of an advantage so we can attack the basket, so we can get to the free throw line, so we can find open threes, and so, you know, so we can get deep post catches. So those are things that we've talked about of consistently doing it better. And I think on Sunday, my hope and my expectation is we will.
Sunday, of course, is in Raleigh against NC State. That's a 1 o'clock start for that one. We'll talk about that game a little bit later in the show. But right now, we're going to take a commercial break, start getting to some of your questions for the head coach of the Tar Heels. Thanks so much for being with us tonight. It's Hubert Davis live from Learfield.
Hey, Tar Heel fans, this is Dave Nathan here to remind you that revenue generated from the sale of officially licensed Tar Heel merchandise directly supports both need and merit-based scholarships for Carolina students. Next time you're shopping for your favorite Tar Heel gear, make sure to look for the officially licensed collegiate product label before you buy. This ensures the product has been approved by the university. Be blue and true, buy licensed, fund scholarships, and go Heels.
Are you throwing away or flushing your expired drugs? Did you know that throwing away medicines can lead to them ending up in the wrong hands? Flushing them down the toilet can impact our environment. Operation Medicine Drop gives you a safe and easy way to get rid of your unused medicine. We have over 400 permanent drop boxes across the state. To find a drop box near you, visit ncosfm.gov/OMD. Operation Medicine Drop, what's in your medicine cabinet?
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
It's game day, a day where great food, friends, and family always come together. And bringing people together is what Harris Teeter is all about. We make sure you have the best and most delicious game day foods. Whether you're heading to the arena or making your own tailgate at home, Harris Teeter is where Tar Heel fans shop for groceries. And you can save big on your game day celebration just by joining EVIC. Sign up today and save hundreds of dollars per month. Harris Teeter, let's game day together.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Hubert Davis Live, presented by the Good Feet Store, continues on the Tar Heel Sports Network. Once again, here's Jones Angel.
Back inside Top of the Hill Restaurant, downtown Chapel Hill. Oh, my headset broke. I'll have to hold my microphone here for you for this segment. We're excited to be here at Top of the Hill. And for 25 years, Top of the Hill Restaurant and Brewery has been a pre- and post-game tradition with handcrafted beer, great food, and atmosphere. It is where Tar Heels come to celebrate. Okay, I mentioned there are a couple ACC games tonight. We're keeping an eye on Virginia and Louisville. That game is 10-10 with a little more than 11 minutes to go in the first half. Also this evening, Virginia Tech and Georgia Tech. That's a 20-17 Georgia Tech lead down in Atlanta. And Clemson hosting Florida State. That's 20-8. Clemson on top, about 8 minutes gone by in that one. All right, let's get to some questions for the head coach of the Tar Heels. Coach, a younger Tar Heel, Michael, sent this email in. Michael wanted to know what you felt like was the hardest part of your job and what was the favorite part of your job.
The hardest part of my job. Well, let's start at my favorite part. My favorite part is being around the kids all day. I just, they're just such a breath of fresh air. And I mean, I just came from practice, and for 2.5 hours, I was around them and just had a smile on my face the whole time. And so my favorite part is having a front row seat to coach them, to be in their lives, to be around them, and to, just to be around them every day. So that's my favorite part. I would say the worst part about my job. Why would you ask me that?
The hardest part.
I think probably the amount of time that you have to be like on. You know, I love being around people, but I love relaxing and being by myself and somebody not asking me a question, so much so that I stay up till 2 o'clock in the morning every night. And the reason being is after my wife and the kids go to bed, that's the first time all day that nobody is asking me, Dad, Hubert, Coach. And I just get energized and I start reading. It's the first time all day that I can do something that I want to do, and I get energized. And so I do love people, but I love time where it's quiet and to be by myself. And in this job, everywhere you go, whether it's the gas station, whether you go to the convenience store, you are always on. Mm-hmm. And so that's probably the most difficult part for me and for my family, because, you know, when I played in the NBA, you know, my wife and I, we were married, but, you know, we didn't have, you know, all of our kids weren't born yet. And right. So, like, this is the first time that my wife, Leslie, is on. All the time. She goes to the grocery store, whatever, she's on. And this is the first time in my kids' life that they're on, too. I mean, I'll give you an example. My son is playing a game right now. My wife is at his game. They're playing at Hampton, Sydney. Well, my wife called and said they were expecting me to be there for the game. And so they had police escort, blocked off, put a parking space in the front, and put mapped out a place that I can sit, and it's supposed to be packed and sold out tonight. And so my wife is driving up there to that. I'm not going to be there. And all my wife and all we want to do is just be mom and dad and just go watch one of our kids do something that he loves. And so that's different. And so that would probably be the hardest thing.
Is that manageable for you? I mean, is that something that, you feel okay managing, I guess?
You do. Oh, I do. And you have to manage it. You do. And I have a real tight and close-knit, you know, circle. And you do have to manage your time, because if you don't, at the end of the day, what happens is you lose yourself. And that's something that I'm learning more and more this year, you know, compared to last year, is taking time for myself. So, you know, there's certain times, look, this is my time where I'm going to go exercise, or I'm going to take a deep breath and just get away, and or let me go take my wife out to lunch, or let me do this. And so you do have to manage it, but that's a daily thing, because with all the responsibilities of this job, if you don't manage it, then it can overtake you.
Hey, good question, by the way, Michael. Thank you for those. Greta sent this one in, Coach, and wanted to know, who do you look to or talk to in challenging times?
Huh, that's a great question. You know, I am my foundation and my cornerstone and my rock is my faith. It just is. And so whether we win, whether we lose, my faith is what grounds me, what encourages me, what supports me, what sustains me. That's me. I have an unbelievable, incredible wife. I have three incredible children. I've got terrific friends. But the thing that allows me to do this job and allows me to do it the right way and to be able to handle the good times and the bad times, or the, you know, the times that things don't work out, is my faith. So many people come up, especially like during this time, and they're like, are you doing okay? Hang in there. And I'm like, I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm so thankful that that I get to coach these kids. I'm so thankful that I'm in this position and I'm doing something that I love at a place that I love with people that I love. And so there's, you know, how many people can check those three boxes?
Right.
And so that's where through difficult times and through times when they goes well, I'm grounded in my faith in Jesus.
All right, good stuff from Coach. Good questions. We got a lot of good questions we're going to get to. We're going to take a commercial break right this second. Come back. We'll get you caught up. There's a ton going on around Carolina. We'll get you caught up on that. And, of course, a bunch more to do with Coach Davis as well. That's when we return to Hubert Davis Live from Learfield.
It's bow time. Yep, it's eating time again. Now, you could unload groceries, chop, dice, mince, preheat, heat, slap around the smoke detector, and then celebrate with a big old pile of dishes. But if you're tired of cooking, or tired of sort of cooking, it's time to feed the whole family with Bojangles Fried Chicken Family Meal. With Bojangles' famous chicken, fixins, biscuits, and tea, you can forget the cookbook and spend some well-earned quality time with a delicious dinner from Bojangles. It's bow time.
Quality, affordable, dependable. The characteristics that have built the foundation for B&T Heating and Air Conditioning since opening its doors in 1988. B&T Heating and Air Conditioning is proud to serve communities across the Raleigh-Durham area, from right here in Chapel Hill to anywhere in between. To schedule your HVAC tune-up or service appointment, visit their website, www.bntheatingandair.com. B&T Heating and Air Conditioning, family-owned and doing it right the first time, every time.
Representation in a family law case requires grit, hard work, and resolve. With 8 board-certified family law specialists, Wake Family Law Group has the expertise and tenacity to protect you and your interests in your divorce or custody-related case. Regardless of the issues involved, we fight hard and with integrity to help achieve a successful resolution for our clients in the Triangle and surrounding counties. Visit www.wakefamilylawgroup.com to learn more. Wake Family Law Group. Play hard, play fair, play to win.
Are you the Ultimate Carolina Basketball fan? Then enter the Ultimate Carolina Basketball Experience Giveaway. Visit ramsclub.com/enter for your chance to win prizes valued over $2,000. Include a two-night stay at the Rizzo Hotel, exclusive Tar Heel gear, premium game tickets, a behind-the-scenes tour, and more. Unlimited entries and no purchase necessary to win. The winner will be contacted on February 18th. The Ultimate Carolina Basketball Experience Giveaway closes on February 17th at midnight Eastern Standard Time. Go Heels!
The true teammate takes on every day with a winner's attitude. Gets up when they fall down and leaves it all on the field. There's a group of teammates who do all these things every single day. But they're more than your typical athlete. They're kids dealing with life-altering diagnoses. Team Impact pairs these kids with college athletic teams as part of a two-year program, getting them off the sideline and into the game. The collegiate student athletes gain a new teammate, a new friend, and a new perspective. For more information, visit teamimpact.org. Team Impact, all in, all together.
Hubert Davis live coming your way from Top of the Hill Restaurant in downtown Chapel Hill. Thanks so much for being with us. Odd night tonight. I know normally we're here on Monday. We are back Monday night next week, so we'll be right back just 4 or 5 days where we'll be back with you here at Top of the Hill. Then the week after that, don't want to get too far out there, but we do have one more Wednesday show this year because Carolina plays at Florida State on Monday in a couple of weeks. So just keep that in mind. That week when Carolina plays Florida State on Monday, which is 2 weeks from now, we'll be here on Wednesday night. Okay, couple reminders. One, Carolina Fantasy Experience coming back this summer. It'll be the second year that they've done this. You have to be 35 years or older. You can join Carolina basketball. It is June 23rd through June 25th. It is a fantasy basketball camp experience. If you'd like to learn more, CarolinaFantasyExperience.com. Carolina Fantasy Experience. There's only 40 spots. I don't even know if there are any spots left. I'm just reading the card that they gave me.
There's a spot for you.
There's a spot for me. There's going to be 41 spots this year. Carolina Fantasy Experience.com. All right, a lot going on around Carolina. Just want to give you up to date really quickly. First, hard to start anywhere else other than women's tennis. What a congratulations to them. They're now number one in the nation, 14-0 on the year. They won their fourth consecutive indoor national championship. They have won this national title now 4 straight years, 5 times in the last 6 years, 6 times in the last 9 years, 7 times in the last 11 years. Incredible consistency, big-time accomplishment for Brian Calvis and his team. They are off until next Friday, February 24th. They start ACC play at Virginia. Men's tennis, number 12 in the country. They're 6-2 on the season. They beat Elon in their latest action. They start the men's version of that indoor national title coming up on Friday. They are the 10 seed, and that 16, only 16 teams qualify. The Tar Heels take on USC. That is in Chicago, 1 o'clock on Friday. Women's basketball, number 19 in the country. Beat BC last time out, 73-55. They're now 18-7, 9-5. They're dealing with some serious injury issues, only able to dress 8 players in that game against Boston College, still won by 18. Kayla McPherson, a player that was injured and is now back, made her first career start. She had 22 points in that win over the Eagles. Tar Heels are at State Thursday at 8 o'clock. Then they host Wake Forest Sunday at 4 p.m. They only have 4 games left in the regular season. So State Thursday at 8. Wake Forest and Chapel Hill Sunday at 4. Let's go to the lacrosse programs. The women are number one in the country. They have started their season 2-0. They beat number 12, James Madison, 14-9. Just won earlier today, just finished up right before the show started, 18-6, the final over Liberty in that one. So congratulations to the ladies. They've won, I think it's now 42 consecutive regular season matches. Incredible number for them. The men are number 19 in the nation. They are 2-0 on the year. They had 16 different players score a goal in a 25-3 win over Mercer, then went on the road, beat number 9, Johns Hopkins, 11-7. That included an 8-1 score in the second half for the Tar Heels. Two more. I just thought this was, I don't know if funny is the right term, but men's golf goes all the way out to Hawaii to play in a big-time tournament out there.
tournament got canceled due to high winds. They couldn't even play, but they got a great trip out to Hawaii out of it, so that's good. And then baseball, number 12 in the preseason poll. They start this weekend, three-game set with Seton Hall. It is Chapel Hill in Chapel Hill, 4 o'clock on Friday, 2 o'clock on Saturday, 1 o'clock on Sunday. There's a ton going on around Chapel Hill, and, of course, we're so lucky here with so many teams succeeding at a high level. Okay, let's get to some more questions for Coach. Coach, we've had a couple different iterations of this question. Brian Garrison, Frankie Vickers are two gentlemen who sent in a similar question about the number of assists to made field goals for you guys in wins versus in losses. In losses, though, that number has dropped a bunch. They are curious what you feel like can be done to emphasize that ball and player movement to hopefully get those assists up and on a more consistent basis.
Well, it is. You know, that's, you know, been a foundation piece for Carolina basketball is, you know, good to great, you know, passing up good shots to get a great shot. And, you know, the statistics are right. You know, when RJ and Caleb have five or more assists, like our record, I don't know if we're undefeated, but it's pretty close.
Close, yeah.
You know, it's really close. And so being able to have a percentage of our field goals made being assisted is something that we talk about all the time, and it's really good for us. And one of the things that I love is always having at least two playmakers out there on the floor. We actually have three with Leakey because his ability to distribute as well over the last 2.5 years, he's led our team in assist to turnover ratio. And so it is, you know, when those times where those assists are lower, that's more one-on-one basketball, and especially this year, that's been bad news for us. And when we share the basketball, we're really efficient on the offensive end.
Of course, some of that also goes to just shots going in. Obviously, your assist number is going to be higher when more
when
shots.
You're 5 of 31 from three.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
Fewer assists would be a little bit higher.
Sure. Yeah. And there, one assist. Carolina this year, when it shoots 35% or better from 3-point range, Carolina is undefeated this year. When it shoots below 35%, the Tar Heels are right around 500. So pretty clear indication of a couple things that allow Carolina to be successful. By the way, just a number to back up what Coach was saying. Just for example, Caleb Love in his Carolina career, when he has 5 or more assists, the Tar Heels are 26-3. So when he has, when he is able to distribute the basketball at a high level, the team has certainly had a ton of success. Let's see here, Coach. Let's go to Danielle. Danielle sent in an email, wanted to know if you have stated core values for your program, and if so, what those are.
Well, I mean, I always talk to the guys about being the best that they can be in three areas, on the court, in the classroom, and in the community. That's just really important to me because that's what Coach Smith and Coach Guthridge gave to us. You know, it wasn't just about basketball. It was also trying to be the best that you can be and excelling in the classroom, and then also using your platform and the position that you have to be able to serve and help out others. And so that's something that our guys are great at. You know, they, so many people just look at them as basketball players. From an academic standpoint, you know, one of the things that I've challenged the team on is that at a minimum we have, you know, a minimum team GPA of 3.0. They've done that every, since me being the head coach, they've done that every semester. And so they're getting it done in the classroom. And then talking about the community, they're serving all the time at Hargraves Community Center. It's a community center right here in Chapel Hill, right off of Franklin Street, that serves the community, mainly minorities, African-American kids, after-school programs, tutoring programs, camps, and different stuff like that. Our guys are over there serving all the time. Armando and a number of the teammates spend a regular time at the Boys and Girls Club here, Durham, and also in Raleigh. They've done already 3 children's clinics at the Smith Center. And so that's something that we talk about all the time, that being a Carolina basketball player, there's a responsibility not just to be the best that you can be on the court, but in other areas of your life. And that's what another of many reasons why I love the guys on our team, because they excel in those three areas.
Good stuff. Good. We got a bunch of good questions tonight. We're
that was
get,
a good one.
Yeah,
like
we're going to get to some more of those when we come back. Need to take a commercial break. We'll do that now. More to do with Coach
Davis.
They're
all Davis. Good. They're
there
all
you
good.
Go. All of them are good.
They're
we'll,
all good.
We'll see if you still think that as I got some more to get
ask
to
me
here.
A bad one. Let's go.
We'll get to some more questions when we return. It's Hubert Davis Live from Learfield.
Has foot pain changed your lifestyle? Hi, I'm Jonathan Cotton, and I love long-distance running, yet a few years ago, the pain in my feet was debilitating. I tried new shoes and drugstore cushions with no results. Finally, I went to the Goodfeet store and found the answer, personally fit arch supports. They helped so much I ran my first marathon that year. Then because I believed in the Goodfeet system so much, I bought the store. Come into the Goodfeet store today for your free personal fitting and test walk. Visit goodfeet.com for the location nearest you.
The Goodfeet store is a proud partner of Carolina Athletics.
Together, let's celebrate the big occasions and the little moments. The firsts and forevers. Let's celebrate others and celebrate ourselves. Because every milestone matters. And we promise to be with you for every one of them. Shop Reed's Jewelers and Reed's.com to find the perfect gift to celebrate your life's moments. Reed's Jewelers, trusted with life's moments.
It's not for everyone, only for you. The medication your doctor prescribes is exclusively yours to take as directed. Nobody else should be taking it. It's up to you to keep your medication secure and to safely dispose of any unused medications. Don't let anyone take what's yours. Your prescription, your responsibility. Be aware, don't share. Lock your meds.
Supported by NCDHHS, Division of Mental Health, Developmental Disabilities, and Substance Abuse Services. Visit lockyourmeds.org/NC.
Every day in the U.S., more than 9 people are killed and 1,000 injured in crashes involving a distracted driver. You can't control other motorists, but you can control how you operate your vehicle. Avoid distractions while driving, like texting or checking social media. You can't drive safely unless driving has your full attention. Any non-driving activity you engage in increases your risk of crashing. Brought to you by Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents of North Carolina. Learn more at trustedchoice.com/goheels.
Together, that's how we stay in the game, ready to play. As one great team, UNC Health is keeping you well by bringing renewed focus, approach, and dedicated services close to you. Exceptional care is what you and your family deserve. Together, let's put points on the board for life well played. Team up with UNC Health, proud partner of Carolina Athletics.
This is Hubert Davis Live, presented by the Goodfeet Store, your all-access pass inside Carolina basketball. Once again, here's Jones Angel.
It's Hubert Davis Live, brought to you by the Goodfeet Store, America's arch support experts. It is a Wednesday, February the 15th. Tar Heels back in action coming up Sunday over in Raleigh against NC State. We'll talk about that coming up soon, but still have a few more segments where we can tackle some of these questions from you. And a reminder, I mean, we build them up throughout the entire year. So even if we don't get to the question that you send in, the week that you send it in, we'll try to get to as many throughout the year as we can. AskTheHeels@gmail.com. AskTheHeels@gmail.com, that email address. Or send me a tweet. It's at Jones Angel. Angel has two L's at the end. Coach Josh, frequent emailer, sent this one in, wanted to know, he says, so much ball screen action now in college basketball. So many teams, including the Tar Heels, setting a bunch of ball screens. How your team guard the ball screen change from game to game depending on the opponent? Do you have one set way that you like to guard it? Josh's question, just how you try to manage all those screens that you're seeing.
Well, I mean, there's a number of ways that you can play ball screens. And we have a foundation of the way that we want to play it, but we do tweak and pivot and alter for two things, depending on who's coming off the ball screens, who is setting the ball screens, and the surrounding players out there on the floor.
Sure.
Okay, and so, for example, you know, if a guy's real ball dominant, you know, we want to get the ball about out of his hands, we'll play a certain ball screen defense. It really dictates who sets the ball screen. Some of the guys that set a ball screen, only thing that they do is roll. Okay, so we've got to set defense to defend that. Some big guys, they'll set a screen. They like to pick and pop. So the way that we play for a guy that can roll definitely can't be the way that a guy can stretch the floor and pop from three-point range. And then in terms of rotations, because any ball screen defense, I've always said that the ball is the problem. You just got to take care of the ball. If you take care of the ball, everything else will be taken care of. So skip passes, all of their different types of actions. But it's also dependent on what guys on the perimeter are waiting off those ball screens. Are there big-time shooters? Are there non-shooters that we can hang out in the lane? And so that's the same thing that opponents do to us.
Sure.
You know, when RJ and Caleb come off and they feel like, you know, they're guarding somebody that's not a real threat from three, they're sitting right there in the middle of the lane and it makes it difficult for us to get to the basket and be able to penetrate, and we do the same thing for our opponents as well.
How much of the game do you think now is based off ball screen? It just seems like everybody, it almost starts with that for everybody.
It is, and I don't like it, and we do a lot of it. And the reason why we do a lot of it is because it's the strength for our team, whether it's ball screens or DHOs with dribble handoffs. The reason being is RJ and Caleb and Seth, they're really good at coming off ball screens and really creating offense, whether it's not necessarily for them, but to be able to open up spaces for others. The other thing for Armando, it's really good for him because he's excelled at setting screens and being able to roll, and he's just elite at finishing around the basket when he has angles and he has an edge on the run. And so that puts him in situations where he can be really successful offensively as opposed to just throwing a ball at him in the post and just watching him work. He's better at that. And so really doing a lot of stuff offensively that fits our personnel. But I like using a lot of stuff off the ball because that was me. I wasn't a ball screen guy. I value being able to move without the basketball and screening and movement and spacing and balance. And that's something that we worked on at practice today. Just a couple simple sets that don't involve a ball screen or a DHO, just to get us some more movement and get better shots on the offensive end.
That's interesting. So whenever different personnel is more of your personnel, that you feel like Carolina's offense might look differently. I guess just you want it to fit your personnel.
Well, it did. I mean, like, take, for example, last year, you know, at the beginning of the year, we were running regular secondary break. Well, posting up Brady just didn't work. That wasn't his strength. His strength was being able to stretch the floor and shoot the ball from the outside. So we made tweaks and pivots on our secondary break and stuff that we ran to be able to fit the gifts and talents that the guys have out there on the floor. And that's what you want. You want them to use all their gifts and talents out there on the floor. You want them to be basketball players. And it's my job to put them in positions where they'll be able to use that in a good way on a consistent basis.
All right. Per usual, I've gotten us a little behind on time. So we need to take another commercial break. We'll come back. A little more to do with Coach. We got to preview NC State. We still got a bunch to do, and we're running low on time. So I'm going to take
a quick.
I'll be quick. We'll take a commercial break.
I'll be quicker.
Come back. We'll wrap things up here shortly at Huber Davis Live from Learfield.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton, and people often ask me, what is the Good Feet store? I respond, we are an art support store. When you come in, our staff is going to welcome you and listen to your needs. We want to learn about you, your lifestyle, your work, and the types of shoes you enjoy wearing. Then after measuring your feet, we are going to fit you from a selection of over 300 styles and sizes of arch supports. Come into the Good Feet store for your free fitting and test walk. Visit goodfeet.com for the location nearest you. We look forward to seeing you soon at the Good Feet store.
The Good Feet store is a proud partner of Carolina Athletics.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
It's game day, a day where great food, friends, and family always come together. And bringing people together is what Harris Teeter is all about. We make sure you have the best and most delicious game day foods. Whether you're heading to the arena or making your own tailgate at home, Harris Teeter is where Tar Heel fans shop for groceries. And you can save big on your game day celebration just by joining EVIC. Sign up today and save hundreds of dollars per month. Harris Teeter, let's game day together.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Everyone has an idea of their perfect engagement ring. You'll know it when you see it, but you have to see it. Allure Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. 8 stunning collections with over 300 styles. Yellow, rose, or white gold. Two-tone, stacks. Pave, solitaires, wraps, guards. Your perfect ring exists. All you have to do is come and see it. It's your style and your choice with Allure Bridal. Only at Reed's Jewelers and Reed's.com.
You're tuned in to Hubert Davis Live, presented by the Good Feet Store. Once again, here's Jones Angel.
All right, we're going to do one or two quick questions here with Coach, then take our last commercial break. Then we're going to come back and get you ready for Sunday against NC State. Coach Bill sent this tweet, and you've talked about this a little bit already on the show tonight, but we'll just get this one in for Bill. Thought it was a good question. He said, as you go through here these last couple of weeks, obviously looking for some more consistency, you used the words tweaks and pivots a bunch. Bill used the questions or used the terms different player combinations, different substitution combinations, different play combinations. I assume you are looking at all of these things as you look for consistency here down the stretch.
Looking at, you know, different play, you know, plays in terms of half-court sets, different player combinations, different rotation, different minutes,
right.
Tweaking and pivoting some things that we're doing on the defensive end to be able to create steals and deflections, looking at everything, you know, and there's things that we do well that we have to continue to practice and continue to do well, but there's some things that we can do better and do it a little bit differently in order, you know, at the end of the day to have a better outcome than some of our recent losses. And so I don't have any problem, you know, tweaking and trying things because I'm comfortable and confident in being able to do that. And I really believe that's something that our team needs in order to especially down the stretch for the regular season.
I was going to say, granted, we're looking at a year and three quarters of this year so far of the story of you as the head coach, but it feels like you are pretty flexible in that regard, that you are willing to go to mold things a little differently as the journey goes on through a year.
Yeah, I don't have any problem. I mean, one of the things that I believe in what this place is about, you know, and how to play the right way, you know, playing – you know, be a great defensive team, physical defensively. Rebounding is the most important thing on both ends of the floor and determining your outcome out there on the floor. Offensively, we want high percentage shots. We want to attack the basket through post or penetration, and we want to play fast. The thing that I've learned coming from Carolina and being able to play in the NBA for a number of different coaches like Pat Riley and Don Nelson and, Rick Carlisle and, you know, and playing with other players is that, you know, there's other ways to be able to get to the end. And
right.
So with the experiences of playing in the NBA 12 years and then also being able to go to a number of different practices and shoot arounds and things when I was with ESPN and be able to see things done the same way but a little bit differently, you know, I just have a lot of things that I've seen and I feel comfortable at doing out there on the floor, and anything that can help our kids be great out there and anything that can help out our team, I'm on board with that, whether it's in practice, game, it doesn't matter.
All right, we're going to take that last commercial break, come back, we'll get you ready for Sunday. Carolina heading over to it's a friendly place over there in Raleigh, so we'll talk about the matchup with NC State when we return. To wrap up, Hubert Davis Live from Learfield.
Bricks Wood Fired Pizza and Craft Bar invites you and your crew to relax and reconnect over a delicious Bricks Fix. With 24 craft drafts on tap, 24 gourmet pizzas, wood fired wings, and more, we're ready to serve you craveable wood fired fare for lunch, dinner, or late night. And our ingredients? Only the best to serve the best. The base of our menu is handcrafted in house daily, and we offer tasty gluten free, vegetarian, and vegan options. No one's ever benched at Bricks. Travel to one of Bricks' 5 triangle area locations or visit BricksPizza.com today.
Representation in a family law case requires grit, hard work, and resolve. With 8 board-certified family law specialists, Wake Family Law Group has the expertise and tenacity to protect you and your interests in your divorce or custody-related case. Regardless of the issues involved, we fight hard and with integrity to help achieve a successful resolution for our clients in the Triangle and surrounding counties. Visit www.wakefamilylawgroup.com to learn more. Wake Family Law Group. Play hard, play fair, play to win.
Hey all you Carolina fans, Nationwide agents are just like you. They support the Tar Heels too. They are also proud to live across the Triangle, where they help families like yours with auto, home, business, farm, life, and retirement. Don't drop the ball, get the professional coaching you need to win at life. Give the Seagroves Agency a call at 919-942-8733. And go Tar Heels, Nationwide is on your side.
The Carolina Fantasy Experience returns this summer. Participants aged 35 and older can join the Carolina basketball team June 23rd through 25th for a one-of-a-kind fantasy basketball camp experience. Participate as a player or coach as you interact with the current team. Access team-only areas of the basketball facilities and receive an exclusive gear package. Nightly networking and social functions are also included. Visit CarolinaFantasyExperience.com for more information and to register. Event is limited to 40 playing participants. Visit CarolinaFantasyExperience.com today.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at LDirectorsCup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
All right, finishing things up here on Hubert Davis Live. A reminder, Carolina heading over to NC State. And while the Tar Heels and Wolfpack competitors on the court, there's ongoing collaboration between the two universities to innovate and educate from the field to the lab about advances in peanut allergy. To learn more from peanut production in North Carolina and the latest in allergy research, go to North Carolina Peanut Growers Association website. That is aboutpeanuts.com, aboutpeanuts.com. Coach, it is 1 o'clock on Sunday, second meeting of the year. Carolina 80-69. That was the final score back on January 21st in the Smith Center. Heels got the win over the Pack. What were some things that you felt like your team did well that can carry over, hopefully, to the second meeting of the year?
Well, I thought we were really good defensively. I thought we did a really good job at, because, you know, NC State can score.
Yeah.
And they're really good in transition, and they can score a number of different ways. I think they were like 5 of 19 from 3, so we did a good job defending the 3, keeping them out of transition. I thought Armando and Pete did a really good job guarding the post and not putting them at the free throw line. And I thought the best thing that we did is we attacked the basket through post of penetration. We went to the free throw line 39 times and made 36 of 39. So I'm not sure if we're going to get that same type of whistle over in Raleigh, but I'll take half of it.
1 o'clock on Sunday
at
afternoon.
15 threes.
Yeah, we'll take it. Yeah, we'll be on the air at noon. Thanks so much for joining us. It's been the latest edition of Hubert Davis Live from Learfield.
Hubert Davis Live has been presented by The Good Feet Store, America's art support experts. Also brought to you in part by Wells Fargo, official retail bank sponsor of Carolina Athletics. UNC Health, proud sponsor of Carolina Athletics. And by Coca-Cola, there's magic when we cheer together. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Tar Heels Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.